Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Track and Field.
Welcome into our final edition of This Week in Auburn Track and Field as we talk it over with Tigers head coach Ryle Spry. Auburn back from the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Eugene, Oregon. Coach, I know that was a long time to be on the West Coast, a couple days to kind of digest what happened there. Your thoughts, your initial thoughts about the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships.
First thing, Andy, it was I've been to Oregon obviously many times, and it was a tremendous experience for a lot of kids. I mean, they got a brand new facility, and it's probably the nicest facility in the world, I would guess. You know, it's that nice. But it was a great, you know, like I said, our goal going in, I hope we could be All-American, you know, try to get All-American, whether it be first team or second team. Obviously, first team is scoring points. But I thought we did a great job, Andy. I really felt as a team, we did what we had to do. And I was pleased with our efforts there and kind of the outcome.
You look at the All-America lists and Cade Antonucci, Eric Brown, Nils Fischer, Malik Medever, and Alex in the decathlon on the men's side. Ashley and Kylie Carter both on the women's side. Natasha Jordan, Joyce Camelli, Maddie Malone, and Presley Weems, all either first or second team All-Americans, right. Coach.
And again, Andy, that's the cream of the crop. I mean, you got the top 24 kids in the nation. So, again, you know, Joyce, she lost the steeplechase at the wire, man. It was, a young lady got really wide. And Joyce, I don't think Joyce really saw her. The girl inside of her, they're going for it at the line. And I think Joyce is make sure she beat that young lady. And somebody snuck on the outside. It was within a thousandth of a second. So that, you know, but Joyce did a great job. I mean, she's just been poised. She's had a great season. And I'm excited about that. Obviously, on the men's side there, you got Cade did a heck of a job. You know, Nils was a little bit off, unfortunately. Nils was ranked fourth coming in. But, you know, sometimes it's such a tough meet. Sometimes it just didn't click. And for Nils, I felt bad for him his last go around. It just wasn't there. But Cade really, really stepped it up. You know, he was, I think, the eighth or ninth seed coming in, Andy. And, heck, he was in second place going to the final round. And then a young man from LSU on his last throw knocked him to third. But, you know, that was huge right there. Of course, Alex, as you mentioned, Spire Darius. I mean, you know, top five, that was huge. And Malik, many of her, I mean, he was fifth, and he had a personal best. Alex had a personal best. Eric Brown was All-American, scored a point. He had two personal bests in the route to that area there. So, I mean, we really, Ashley Carter, I mean, she didn't make it to the finals, Andy, but she was second team All-American, but had a personal best at that meet. And again, that's what it's all about. If we can get these athletes to step it up on the biggest stage when it counts the most, I think that's when you got to figure it out. Because if you continue to do that, really great things will happen. I think as a group, we were able to do that. We had almost everybody had a personal best, you know. So it's been neat. And Maddie Malone, she's been battling a little bit of elbow injury, and she's been digging in hard. But it's just been a rough, challenging year for her. But I couldn't be happier. I mean, our men were 18th, and our women were 10th in the nation in indoors. We're just right at top 25 outdoors. So, you know, based on where we are and what we're bringing back, I was pleased, Andy. I really thought that, you know, it was something to build on heading into next year.
All right, let's talk about what you bring back. And it's never too early to look ahead, but look ahead, if you would, to the cross-country season one in the fall, and then the indoor and the outdoor seasons in 2022.
Well, we got some additions coming in on both sides, but really the key is really what you bring back. It can take that young group and they can kind of feed off our experienced athletes. But, you know, we lose Kylie Carter, you know, we lose Nils Fischer, and we lose Natasha Jordan. Those are the main people we lose, but really much, pretty much. And of course, Eric Brown, 800 meters. He was a graduate student transfer, but really coming back, Andy, we got almost everybody that scored in the meets coming back. You know, obviously Joyce, she has another full season to go. Alex has another full season to go. Cade has another full season to go. Malik has another full season to go. So it's that there alone. And, you know, it gives you some strong building blocks because that right there, you know, Nationals is all about quality. So, you know, we got a lot to build on for a quality team next year. But you take that group there, Andy, and add, you know, we got a few young sprinters coming in. We signed a 52-second quarter miler out of Jamaica. We got signed a 405 miler. We got a couple more people since recruiting to open back up that we got good hooks into. And hopefully we can convince some of the Auburns a place to be. But, you know, I think things are turning around, Andy. You know, I feel good about it. And I think, you know, you have to have that foundation every year to build off of, and we're going to just got to add and replace the bits and pieces that we're losing. But I like where we are right now, Andy, and I think things are heading in the right direction.
Two words have been talked about for a long time this year: transfer portal. Will it be a factor for Auburn track and field?
It will, Andy. We're looking at several athletes right now in the transfer portal. You know, the transfer portal has really changed how we recruit. I mean, you know, obviously you're recruiting high school kids, JUCO kids, but there's so many kids, it's unfortunate that they go to these mid-major schools and just see the bright lights in some of these Power Five schools or the bigger schools. And they look at those schools and it's almost like free agency, Andy. You know, there's just so many people that come through the portal that are looking for, you know, more opportunity, better facilities, better coaching, and better competition. So, you know, a lot of what we do is kind of like, think about football. I mean, how many, you know, like quarterbacks, if you're looking for a quarterback, I mean, you can find battle-tested guys every day now because, right, you know, only one guy's going to start football. So it just really changes how we recruit. And it's going to change how teams build, the dynamic of teams, because at any time you can add somebody to your program that's battle-tested in a Division I level athlete right away versus a high school kid that comes in, you got to develop that kid and try to get that kid to the level you need to. So you're still going to get, obviously, recruit the top high school kids. But portal, like you mentioned, it really adds a whole new avenue to recruiting.
Ralph, is there an opportunity for some Auburn athletes to be running, throwing, jumping at the Olympics this summer?
You know, we got four or five going to the U.S. Olympic trials. We got Christopher Grant and the Jamaican trials in the 100 meters. And Joyce, she's in Kenya right now. I think she competes this weekend in the steeplechase. I would say Joyce probably has the best shot. You know, Kenya's always have been known for steeplechase. That's been their bread and butter on both men and women. They're very, very deep. But Joyce has really moved up a whole nother level, and she's right at the Olympic standard, Andy. So if she can go out there and have race for a lifetime, I think there's an opportunity that she may be to slip in there, Andy, and that'd be really, really neat to kind of put a cap on the tremendous year she's already had academically and athletically. But that's probably our best shot. Our American kids they're still really young, Andy, and I think they're better years ahead of them, you know, Cade, Kylie, and those things at the Olympic trials. But that's really where we're sitting right now. But, you know, it's to getting that experience of what it's all about, because – you know, you're going to take that with you the next time you have a chance to go to Olympic trials, and that's when it's going to really count. You know, that's the toughest team to make, the American team. So that never will change.
Coach, thank you very much for the visit all season long. Before we know it, we'll be talking about 2021-22. Have a great summer, Coach. Thank you for the visits, and War Eagle.
Andy, War Eagle, man, it's been a pleasure with you, man. I look forward to seeing you again, man.
For Tigers head coach Ross Fry, I'm Andy Burcham on This Week in Auburn Track and Field.